This was representative at the UN Human Rights Council has skipped a special meeting of the council on Tel Aviv's war on Gaza in 2014. A source close to the council said the absence amounted to a boycott. Now the session had been scheduled to discuss a probe into Israel's 50-day war, which killed over 2,100 Palestinians last summer. But investigators obtained a delay after the head of the team quit last month under Israel's pressure. Tel Aviv cut all ties with the consul in 2012 over the UN plans to probe how the Israeli settlement activities were harming Palestinian rights. Crossing over to Hebron, Al-Khalil, joined by human rights activist Mr. Issa Umbro. Thank you so much for being with us. As the report said, it is not the first time that we're seeing Israel boycott a situation. I'm wondering your perspective this time around. Do you think that there will be pressure from some aspects of the international community actually forcing Israel's hand and exposing, one probably would say, its hand? Why would it boycott a consul on human rights unless there's guilt involved?
For sure, nobody denies that the Israeli occupation forces, they did a huge massacre in Gaza against the Palestinians, and it's a war crime. But unfortunately, till now, UN is without teeth. They need teeth to pressure Israel to stop its human rights violation, its ongoing human rights violations, and to punish Israel and make them accountable for their human rights violations, especially the war in Gaza and the settlements. And we are calling and asking the international community, especially the EU, to support the Palestinians to make Israel accountable. This is what we want to do. We want the international law to be implemented on all. That's all what we are asking for. And we hope that Obama administrative just act according to the morals and according to the international law, not according to the blind support, which is, you know, supporting blindfully Israel. And Israel is, you know, doing a lot of human rights violations till now. I want to remind everyone that Palestine is still under the occupation. Gaza is still under the occupation, under the siege. So Israel is controlling all the basic rights of the Palestinians, all the, you know, sources of water, electricity. So the Palestinians are completely under the occupation till now. And we are asking everyone in the world to help us and support us to get our self-determination as Palestinians. It's not the first time. Last time the EU gave Israel a lot of, they call it motivations to come back to the Human Rights Council, but it seems coming back to the Human Rights Council was without any benefit. More human rights violations, boycott to the Human Rights Council committee, to the Gaza interrogation. Goldstone report was completely, not used. So we are asking to make Israel accountable according to international law. That's all what Palestinians are asking for.
Thank you so much. Human rights activist out of Hebron, Al-Khalil, Mr. Issa Umbro.